You often hear about places like this. Places where the clock ticks slower than anywhere else. And where the townspeople stay because they know deep in their soul there is no better place than where they are. Places where, when the sun shines, be it summer or winter, the magic it reveals steals your breath and holds you captive. When I arrived at the only campground in plentiful Wisconsin last night at nearly 11, the deepest part of my soul told me it was one of those places. Even the sky told me so. The stars didn't twinkle. They sang to each other in a melody of light. The breeze didn't whiz past you in a hurry to reach its next destination. It caressed your face softly to welcome you to its home. I travel this country for a living, and I know how rare it is to find a place that offers that kind of soul-deep peace. What do you think of Plentiful, Mojo? I asked my lumbering oaf of a dog as we hiked up the street. It's a quintessential small town, that's for sure, I answered, since he didn't. What do you think? Should we stay here for a few weeks before we head to our next job? Honestly, Mojo couldn't care less. As long as he was fed, had a place to sleep, and got an occasional hot dog, he was happy. Mojo is, well, a mutt stiff. His mastiff lineage shows in his height and the shape of his back end, but it's the rest of his lineage that earns him the mutt moniker. Mojo has the face of a collie, the ears of a Doberman, the feet of a sheepdog, and the hair of a schnauzer. Some would say he's homelier than a mud fence, but I promise you, when he's at my side, no one bothers me. Presently, he was staring me down, his eyebrows furrowed as if to ask, "Are we there yet?" I rubbed his big head and checked the address on the sticky note stuck to my computer bag. I was searching for 100 Industrial Road, which meant nothing to me, since the town consisted of a marina, a campground, a bar, a diner, and a small grocery store. Come to think of it, maybe this wouldn't be such a great place to hang out for a few weeks. Are we lost, Mojo? I spun in a circle, wondering how on earth I was supposed to find a place that didn't exist. I'd done my homework, and had indeed verified that a company called Butterfly Junction existed and was run by a Mr. Gulliver Winsome before I took the job. What the heck they did at Butterfly Junction? I had no clue. Nor did I care, as long as I got paid. Get paid to do what, exactly? Some people like to call it hacking. I prefer to call it being a server patch technician. Sometimes it's all about how you spin things. While I did my homework on the man, I should have mapped the address on Google Maps before setting out. I grabbed my phone from my pocket while I searched the street signs for clues. I might have to ask Google about this one. A woman was walking toward me and waved excitedly when she got closer. Mojo stood at attention in front of me, his protection mode activated. "Hello," she called from 30 feet away. "Chill, Mojo," I said before she reached us. He huffed and plopped his butt onto the sidewalk, bummed that I wouldn't let him play guard dog. "Hello," I said to the woman when she stopped in front of me. "You must be new here," she said, just as she noticed Mojo and took a step back. "Hello, doggy." I chuckled and motioned at him. "This is Mojo. He looks scary, but really, he just wants to know if you have any hot dogs." The woman tossed her head back and laughed, the sound spreading out across the sky like a sparkle of happiness. "Not with me, but I do own the diner up the street. We have plenty of delicious treats there. Well, now I know the dog's name. What's yours?" "Oh," I said, laughing with her. "I'm Charity Puck," I said, thrusting my hand out to shake hers. "Nice to meet you, Charity. I'm Lucy Havens. My husband, Kevin, and I own the diner in town. You should stop in for the breakfast buffet. It's to die for." "Now that's something I can get behind," I said, a smile on my face. "First, I have a job to do, and I can't find the address. It's 100 Industrial Road.